bird's eye view, things look different from above. Things look a lot smaller from above. You ever go to the top of a tall building and you look at a bus or a car, they look like little matchbox cars that you think you could just pick up and move. Well, the Lord wants us to mount up on wings as eagles. That's where our strength comes from. And he wants us to soar above the infirmity, soar above the mindset, soar above the problem, soar above the unsaved loved ones, soar above the mental anguish, soar above fear, so that we gain a new perspective. Because when we're high above, all things look possible to us. And the word says that all things are possible. But if we're looking at things face to face, if we're looking at the mountains right in our face, it becomes overwhelming. Tonight, let him soar you above, far above. Whatever it is that's in front of you right now, picture it. And sing to it, we're gonna soar. We're gonna soar high, like wings, like eagles. We're not gonna grow weary. We're not gonna faint. We're gonna run. We're not gonna pass out. We're not gonna fall down. We're gonna run. We're gonna soar. We're gonna fly above with a new perspective tonight. As Pastor Carolyn said, somebody came in and you wanted just a refreshing. We'll take that refreshing and soar. Says in James that all good things come down from the Father above, the Father of lights. Stay up where it's good. Stay up there where the peace is. Soar. Soar above the news. Soar above what people are saying. Soar above how people are acting. Stay above it. Keep God's perspective. That you are more than a conqueror. That all things are possible. Go to soar.
like we're running out of time because we're waiting on something that we haven't seen yet. Or we're wasting time. But we don't run out of time when we wait on God. We don't run out of strength when we wait on God. We don't run out of peace when we wait on God. When we step out of that timing, that's when we run out of peace and strength and feel like our time is a strain and we don't have enough time to get things done because we were never meant to be time-bound people. We are meant to be eternity-bound people, and that's who you are. So as we get ready to finish up, if that's you and you've been feeling like, I'm running out of time, if I wait much longer, I'm gonna run out of time, I'm not gonna be able to get done what I want to get done with the dream and the vision that God has planted inside of me. Just come up right now and finish off by saying, I don't run out of time when I wait. I don't run out of strength when I wait. I don't run out of peace when I wait. When I wait, I mount up on wings like eagles and soar. Right? We walk, we don't get weary and run, we don't get faint, we don't faint. We can keep going. We don't run out of time or strength or peace. So if that's you in this last few moments of service, get up and release it as a sign. Come out of your seat and release it. I know we feel like we can be comfortable and receive in our seats, but there's a moment of demonstration to the Lord that we believe what he's saying unto us. So if that's you, I encourage you to get out of your seat and let's just sing this scripture. This is the word. This is God's word we're singing right now.
Thank you.
spirit of the Antichrist has been unleashed on this world. We got to pray through this, church. Come on, keep going. Just like the Israelites, put the blood over their doors. Put the blood over your life right now in Jesus' name. The spirit of death has been unleashed upon this earth. But the people of God will not be touched. The death angel will go past. The spirit of death will go past your home, your possessions, your children, your family. You don't have your prayer language, just say the name of Jesus. You'll be filled. Shandra bahasando rama yendre be shondo hobasanda yendro bahasanda robo soto yendra bahasanda yamahasande rombo shoto robahasha yendra bahasanda rondro bahoshata yandra bahasando yandro bahosho. No plague, no pestilence, no evil, no death will touch our homes. No death, no plague, no evil will ever touch our homes in Jesus' name. The righteous are never forsaken or begging for bread. Shandro bo sata ramahasata. We've been bought with the blood of the Lamb. Shandro bo sata ramaha. We are covered by the blood that was shed on the cross. Shandro bo sata yamahasata. Shandro bo sata yamah. Rombo shanda yamahanda mahasa. Rombo shiti yamahasata. Yandro bo sutu. Yandra mahasata. Yenda hamandro bo. Shandro bo sata. Yandra mahasata. We call the Spirit of God to rise up in the church across the world. We call the Spirit of God to rise up all those who are ailing and not doing well, Father. We cause the church to rise up. We cause the church to rise up in power and might. We cause the church to rise up in healing and strength. We cause the church to rise up in boldness and power. We cause the church to rise up in witnessing to the loss of this world. Shandro bo soto robasa. Yanda mahasata. Rombo shata. Yandro bo so. Rombo shata. Yando rambasata yamahasata. Yandra ba. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. But it's not going to be us that are going to be the few. We are jumping in. Shandro bahasata. We are going to be the laborers. We are going to step up. We are going to do what God's calling us to do. Shandro bahasata yamahasa. And we will not be touched. We will not be shaken. We will not be knocked off course. We will not be challenged in Jesus' name. Shandro bahasata yamahasata yamahasondoro. We will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and we will never fear evil. Shandro bahasata yamahasa. We will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We will never fear evil. We will mount up on wings like eagles. Shandro bohosatayama. We will set our feet upon the rock. Upon the rock, taken up out of the miry clay and the muck, and be set free in Jesus' name. Shandro bahasata. Yanda bosho ramahasa. Yendro boshata ramahasata. Yando robo shiti yamasata. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for a way home. Thank you for life abundantly. Thank you for healing. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the sacrifice. Shandro bo soto ramahasata yamando roboshi. Rana sata yamahando hohahasata. Yindro bahashata namahasa. Shandra Mahasata Mahashundo Mahasa. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and might and a sound mind. Shondro Bahosata Mahasata. Power, might, sound mind in Jesus' name. Shondro Rabahasatara. Rombahoshata Rabahasata. Yindro Bahoshatara. We are rising up. We are rising up. We are soaring. We are soaring. We are rising up. In these last days, as the earth groans, as the earth is preparing for the coming of our Savior, we will rise up as the church He called us to be, a church of no compromise, a church of consecration, a church of separation, a church of peace, a church of goodness, a church of faithfulness, a church of kindness and love. The fruits of the Spirit will just ooze off us in every area of our lives. On the job, with our families, in the grocery stores, driving the car. Shandro bahasataya mahasata bahashiti. The church is rising up. The church is rising up. We're soaring above everything being spoken. We're soaring above the economy. We're soaring above what's being said and spoken. We're soaring above it. mounted up on the wings like eagles, where our strength is renewed, where we'll walk and not grow weary, we'll run and we will not faint. We're not going to be fainting Christians and fainting believers. We're going to be walking and running warriors for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, his ambassadors to this dying world, this decaying world, this suffering world. Tonight is the start. Tonight is the start. Tonight is the start. We're going to see this building full. We're going to see our neighbors coming and our friends coming. Because of the Antichrist spirit that's been leashed, they're going to see you walking in prosperity, walking in strength, walking without fear, walking in joy, walking in peace, and they are going to want it. They are going to need it. Just like those that followed Jesus were drawn to this miracle-working power. And they saw the signs and wonders. We're going to see signs and wonders. We're going to see signs and wonders of salvation for those people we thought would never come to Christ. That's a sign and a wonder. As they come to the house of God, this house will be a house of prayer. This house will be a house of worship. This house will be a house that preaches the uncompromised gospel, never watered down, but fired up, bringing truth, bringing correction, bringing strength, bringing wisdom, bringing knowledge. Never to be the same. You grab hold of this tonight, church, you're never going to be the same. You hold on to this, it's never going to be the same. You take this to the job, you take this to the marketplace, you bring this back in here next time we meet and set everybody on fire around you. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. We're time to take it back as the body of Christ. It's time to push back more than we ever have. We've been pushing back. We're pushing back even more. We're not accepting it. We're not giving in. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are heirs to the throne of the creator of the universe. We're going to sit at his table with the master. We thank you for this service. We thank you for all that you accomplished. We thank you all that you're going to continue to do in the next couple days as the people of God tap in to your presence. We thank you that you give us the opportunity to come to your house to worship you freely, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Because when the sun sets free, is free indeed. And we thank you for this service. We cover the entire body of Harvest Church, all those who are not here, couldn't make it tonight. Father, wherever they are, they will feel the tangible power of God. You'll shake them up right in their homes. You'll shake those up that are dealing with any kind of sickness or issues in their bodies. You're shaking them up right now in Jesus' name. We're going to hear testimonies about what God did, what's going on. We send it out. We stand in the gap for our body. As we come together in one accord each time, we expect to see the fire of God move. We expect to see the wind blow through in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. We bless this night. We bless the people of God. In Jesus' mighty name we say, amen.